Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. This is the Dopey Millennial Show. Caleb Johnson here with you on this Saturday afternoon, taking you up until 7 o'clock today. Second time that I'm getting to hang out with you guys this week. Was with you for five hours. 5 hours, Dom. From 6 to 11. Sir, I know you have been working a lot with Chris Thomas in those evening spots. And, dude, I talked about it on my show Thursday. The level of respect that I have for that time slot is sky high. Because yeah. I was thinking, like just meals-wise, you know, you got to plan your day around. And I know it's not the most important thing. I know if you're out driving in Atlanta right now, especially in that traffic up north of the city on 75 South, where 285 and 75 come together, that I was dealing with earlier, that I had a moment of panic of like, oh no, am I going to be doing the show from having to call in for the first little bit because I wasn't sure how bad that traffic was going to be. So I know if you're in traffic, you're thinking, oh, poor Caleb would have to worry about scheduling his meals. But I was just thinking of, man, that time of evening covering that span of a show. I know Dukes and Bell did 5 hours for years. And then Chris, whenever we have a Braves game, as we do the Atlanta baseball post-game show those nights, I was like, man, this is a real haul to get through. A lot of content. Now, the good thing is we are still in that period of summer where enough things are going on, enough chaos is going on to keep the conversation going. But it's certainly that was an interesting work shift. I have a real appreciation for, like I said, scheduling everything out. Especially because on a holiday, it can get really tricky because people have plans and all of that sort of thing. But then just getting through that 6 o'clock to 11 o'clock is a true testament of will. And I'm already impressed by a guy like Chris Thomas and, of course, you, Dom, on the other side of the glass. But it was fun to be in on Thursday and, as I mentioned, with you guys for the next 3 hours going up until 7 o'clock when Mr. Eric Slaughter will take over after me. I had a plan for how I wanted to start today's show, and it's based off of what we heard conversation on Friday from our general manager of the Atlanta Braves, Alex Anthopoulos. Had a great conversation on Dukes and Bell as Chris Thomas was actually filling in for Carl Duke, so it was Mike and Chris getting to talk with Alex Anthopoulos, and we're going to play some of those cuts later in the show, but it really got my mind thinking of what we like in a general manager. And so I had kind of this thought of we would go through that. And I still plan to do that. However, a couple hours ago, I'm out enjoying my day, was out with my wife and my in-laws, got some tacos, man. I mean, that's a good day. It's hard to have a bad day when you get true, authentic street tacos. The ones, not all the, I don't need a lot of frou-frou, a lot of stuff. And I explore things when it comes to my coffee, especially, you know, iced lattes and things like that. And I've mentioned before, I like to try some flavors. Now, with my tacos, keep it simple. I want meat, I want cilantro, and I want onion. Give me some lime on top of that. But outside, no, I'm not really, we're not going crazy. And I truly, it is the one thing that I don't fit my own race, where I hate white people tacos. Like the people that just do the ground beef and the cheese. No. Give me, I want an abuela in the back rolling out the dough and giving me those good flour or corn tortillas.
So that was my question. Are you a corn tortilla or flour tortilla?
Corn tortilla all the way. Now, when it comes to making stuff at home, like a quesadilla or stuff like that, then yeah, I'm going to go flour. But when I'm out and when it is true, authentic quality, and the spot that I was at today was one of those true, authentic quality, mm-hmm. I want the corn tortilla, and I want to keep it simple. I do a couple of steak tacos and then one fish because I want to be, quote unquote, healthy.
Right.
A little bit healthy.
You know, it's funny. That is the one thing, because I usually am someone who's like, I want the authentic, like the way it's supposed to be. Tacos are the one thing where I'm kind of like, hey, give me the flour tortilla.
Really?
The corn tortilla. Absolutely.
Interesting.
I think it holds it better. And in all honesty, I just think it tastes better.
Huh. See, I am the other way, where I've grown up my entire life with white people tacos of the flour tortilla, the ground beef, the cheese, the sour cream, doing that whole bit, and I never really cared for it. And so I thought for the longest time that I just didn't really like Mexican food. And then I got older, got into college, explored things beyond my local town's Tex-Mex restaurant, and was like, oh, I do actually like this, but I like it on the more quote-unquote authentic end of things. But I had that tangent because I was out enjoying that lunch with family, and I get this Twitter notification, Chris Sale, fractured rib? Like, what? Yeah, Chris Sale is on now the injured list, backdated to the 19th after he started Wednesday's game. I was in the building because I knew I wanted the Usher bobblehead. I can't lie to you. I already knew I was working it, but it was also kind of like, oh, look at that. The schedule just happened to perfectly line up for me to get an Usher bobblehead. But I was there in the building when Chris Sale dove to save the ball and get Juan Soto out in the 9th. Was trying to head towards a complete game, came up one out short, and Raisel Iglesias came out there. And we find out today, because Chris Sale dove for that ball, he has fractured his left rib cage and is on the injured list for at least 15 days, backdated to the 19th. Now, that's an injury that, I'll be honest with you, 15 days, isn't that going to, no, that's not going to get us, that's not going to get us to the All-Star break. What is 15? So, from the 19th, we're talking, yeah, so that'll be, he'll technically, if he is able to come back in 15 days, that would be
the day after July 4th, so it'd be the 5th,
yeah,
July 5th.
Would be the earliest he's able to come back, and then you've got a week until the All-Star break. I have to imagine Chris Sale is now out until the All-Star break. I would be shocked if they try to rush Chris Sale back before the All-Star break. But here's the problem. The Braves are not in a position to be able to afford to take games off right now. I mean, we're going to get into our next segment of headlines of the day and of the weekend, which include last night's start from Didier Fuentes. And that was as close to taking a game off as you're going to get from this Braves team right now. And I say that not that, like, they're not putting Fuentes out there expecting him to struggle, but you're planning, you're doing a lesser good in the short term to have a better benefit in the long term, which is everybody gets a little bit extra rest, which is going to help you out, especially as you head into the All-Star break when everybody is going to get a little extra rest. And why is Alex Anthopoulos and Brian Snicker doing this? Because they know how important all of these games are, and you want these guys healthy. You want to win games, but you want them to be healthy enough to be there at the end of the year so you can make your postseason run. I understand the thought process here, but this is another step in the, with Chris Sale now going down with a fractured left rib cage after he dove for the ball in his start in the ninth inning. This really messes with the plan even more. I mean, it's just, this has been a season of what ifs. Every step of the way. Well, what if Ronald Acuna and Spencer Strider would have started off being healthy the beginning of the year? What if Reynaldo Lopez doesn't get hurt? What if Spencer Strider doesn't have another leg injury that causes him to miss more time? What if Sean Murphy doesn't start the season on the injured list? What if Chris Sale doesn't go out in the ninth inning? Because, you know, that's going to be the thing now. There's going to be a lot of revisionist Braves fans who now say, well, you know, if Ryan Snicker there's another knock against Snit, fire the manager, because, well, if he hadn't let him go out there in the ninth, then he wouldn't have gotten hurt. Then he wouldn't have gone on the injured list. If you're one of those people, you know you're being disingenuous. Because the funny thing was, I was in the press box on Wednesday when Brian Snicker walked out there with one out left in the ninth, and the fans booed because he wanted to see Chris get the complete game. And now I talked about it on Thursday, the fact that that was the right decision for Snit to do that, to send Raisel Iglesias out there to get the final out, because you didn't want to put more stress on Chris. But it is crazy to me. I was in post-game when Chris Sale walked into the media room, spoke to reporters, looked fine, talked fine. Everything was fine. And now we learn Chris Sale has a fractured left rib cage and is going to be out. I think, this is Kale's opinion, not the doctors for the Braves, and there's been no official announcement. I think he'll be out until the All-Star break, because that, to me, just makes the most sense. But as I said, this is such a weird time because you need these games. I came on Thursday and said, all right, this is the first series of, what, four against the National League East? You have 13 consecutive games against the National League East. I said, I want to win 9 of those games. And that, I feel like, is on the low end, if I'm being completely honest. 10, really the sweet spot. 10 out of 13, really the sweet spot, because that is showing enough that you're really getting back in it after being, what, 11 back to crawl back into this thing? Now, last night certainly didn't help, but it is not the end-all, be-all either. You just can't lose. That was the other thing that I said on Thursday. I don't think you can lose a series. Now, if you're going to drop one, I guess the Marlins would be the series to drop versus the Phillies and then seeing the Mets again. But this is not a time in which you can afford losses. It's certainly not a time you can afford to be losing starting pitchers. But that's where the Braves are at, as Chris Sale is now going to miss at least the next 15 days, are backdated to the 19th. So at least until July 5th, and then most likely until the All-Star break, which is, what, the 13th, somewhere around that date. It's going to be interesting, though. All right, on the other side of the break, as I mentioned, going to get into what happened last night with the Braves, as well as what's happening right now as Game 2 between the Braves and the Marlins is underway. This is the Dopey Millennial Show. Caleb Johnson with you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yo, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. It is the Dopey Millennial Show. Caleb Johnson here with you on this Saturday afternoon. You know, coming back with a song that's got a good beat. It's nothing quite like it. Gets your day going, gets you feeling really good. Dom, I wanted to ask you, have you heard this new song that dropped yesterday, I believe it was? Bodies from Offset,
yes,
and Jid.
Yes.
Bro, you want to talk about Make My Day?
Very good, very good.
Like
it a lot.
Threw that on in the car. There's nothing quite like, and I think this is specific to hip-hop, but maybe goes beyond, but throwing on a new song in the car, hearing it for the first time in the car, speakers turned up, there's just nothing quite like, especially on a good summer day, sun is shining, maybe you put the windows down. Ah, it is just perfect. And I heard that song Bodies yesterday that uses the old I can't remember the name of the band that had the song Bodies.
Oh, that's oh goodness.
Right? I know. It was there like 30 seconds ago and it has left me.
Wow, yeah, I'm blanking.
But
that's bad.
It was the old alternative emo song that like gets every just perfect mashup, like perfect sample that was used for Offset and JID, who I still believe is best young rapper in the city, quite honestly. But that's a whole topic for
Stevenson's finest.
Topic for another day. But it's one of those I love to debate with any of my friends that also just like one of the coolest people. I got the opportunity to meet him year before maybe. And, you know, I always say, like, don't meet your idols. I was so glad to get to meet him and just to catch up for a minute as he was at State Farm Arena. But, yeah, if you haven't, if you're a hip-hop fan and you have not yet heard Offset and JID's Bodies, you absolutely need to go listen to it because it's one of those songs that will just change your day. And Drowning Pool. That's what it was. That has the original Bodies.
You want to be a little messy since we are dopey millennials?
Let's do it.
How much fun did you have with the fact that he dropped this on the same day that Cardi B dropped her new single?
You know, this might say something about me that now that you just said that, I remember that Cardi B had a single dropping.
Mm-hmm.
And wow, he definitely did that on purpose.
Absolutely.
He definitely did that on purpose. And you know what was funny is because when I played the new song from Offset, I immediately was like, oh, song of the summer. Like, this is for me personally, like, this is the kind of song that is going to, it's not quite to the level of JID's Stick that he had a couple years back. That, like, that was an absolute get mosh pits going kind of thing, bring it back. But as far as, like, yeah, this is going to be a hit for the summer, Offset 100%. Now that you're saying that, Dom, he 100% did that because Cardi B had a song. Because I think hers was, like, they had been teasing it.
Supposed to be kind of like her, hey, Cardi B is gearing up for an album after like 8 years. So like it's kind of supposed to be like a, hey, like I'm like big single gearing up, something's coming.
And as far as I know, this Body song was like a surprise drop. Just kind of just shocked everyone. And I'm sure it's going to take away a lot of attention from that's so funny that you pointed that out. All right, let's get out of pop culture and into things that are going on today and the weekend with the rest of the story. Speaking of a song that'll just put you in a really good mood, we'll start with the Atlanta Braves, who right now are trying to reset against the Marlins and try to prevent themselves from a series loss. That is because last night, Braves lost to the Miami Marlins 6-2. The story coming into the game that we learned on Thursday in the middle of my show, quite honestly, is that Didier Fuentes was going to be making his major league debut. He did that last night at the ripe age of 20 years old. I think it was like 20 years and 4 days, something like that. Like he just turned 20 years old this past week. He made 3 starts in Rome earlier in the year, 5 in Columbus, 1 in Gwinnett, and then gets called up for the Atlanta Braves. He is the youngest pitcher to start a game for the Braves in 50 years. 1970, Mike McQueen was 19 years old and 297 days. So
What's the most impressive thing you did when you were 20?
Oh, man, that's a good question. Ooh, I like that, Dom, because wasn't start a major league baseball game. I can
wasn't
tell
pitching
you that.
In the majors.
I would have to think because so I am 31 in 2025, which means 2014.
2014
is when I would have been. Now I'm gonna think on it. I'm gonna think on it when we get to Ask the Dopey at 5:40. I will give you my best. The best thing that I did in the year 2014, because I'm sure it was not nearly as impressive as Didier Fuentes, who, look, I'll be honest, I had low expectations coming into this one. I feel like every time that the Braves have thrown out a young guy, because this is not the first time we've seen this. We've seen these spot starts Spencer Schwellenbach was a guy that did one of these. Spencer Strider, he came out of the bullpen in 2021. And so a little bit different situation. I know I'm forgetting a few different names of young guys. Hurston Waldrop was a name because he's someone last season who did this. And I texted Grant McCauley and asked him of like, hey, why did we get Fuentes last night instead of Waldrop? And Grant reminded me of, well, you know, guys have options and the Braves don't want to use a guy's option because you essentially you get one and that's used for the entire season. But that's one less little bit of team control when it comes to trading a player or just using him in the future. If you don't plan on using him this season, and I'm sure the Braves didn't plan on using Hurston Waldrop, then you wouldn't want to use that option. Well, now with Chris Sale injured, you might be calling up Hurston Waldrop. But the other part of having Fuentes start last night is also very likely having to do with when Hurston Waldrop last pitched and getting him in kind of that right sequence, that right order of plenty of rest and all of that sort of a thing. So it'll be interesting to see what the Braves decide to do with these next rotations because Chris Sale is not there, because it was looked at that Fuentes was just going to be doing the spot start and then probably be sent back. I had not seen, and I might have just missed it, quite honestly, if Fuentes already got sent back. But I know, obviously, the bigger news was the fact that they put Chris Sale on the 15-day injured list with that left rib fracture that's just an absolute bummer. Not Aaron Bummer, but an absolute bummer for the Braves and just another long list of injuries for this team this season. Fuentes last night, he went 5 innings, gave up 6 hits, 4 earned runs, 3 Ks, and walked 1. The main thing with him was in that second inning, he gave up 2 doubles, 1 double, put a guy obviously on second, then the next double that came around drove in a run. So it was like, okay, but he held it together and then really got in trouble there. What I believe it was in the third is when let a couple of guys on, then gave up the home run to Augustin Ramirez, and that's how you ended up with 4 scoring. And then ultimately the Braves give up 6 runs, lose 6-2. It was funny, at the start of the game, the way that the broadcast was talking about the Marlins starter, Jansen Junk, kind of like, well, this is a pretty unknown guy. You know, Miami's pitching, not exactly robust by any stretch of the imagination, but Junk held his own. Do you get that? Yeah. Okay. I thought so. I thought that would be funny, but, you know, I'm childish. Yeah, Junk held his own last night, though, against the Braves. And honestly, I mean, the Braves really never got anything going offensively last night. And it was disappointing because you felt like after the Mets series, after Marcell Ozuna cleared the bases and Austin Riley wins it in game one against the Mets on Tuesday, it felt like the offense had found their pace again, could score some runs, and then they come to Miami last night and once again struggle to get runners on. Now, I will say, Braves are in we're in the top of the second right now, game 2, and the Braves have already scored a run as Ronald Acuna got on base, and then Marcell Ozuna had a double that drove in Ronald Acuna Jr. He was flying around the base pass. Absolutely flying around the base pass on Marcell Ozuna's double, which, honestly, in this economy, hearing of a Marcell Ozuna double, kind of crazy because we know of his injury situation that he's fighting through right now. We had heard from Alex Anthopoulos, the Braves general manager, previously that essentially he was just going to have to fight through this thing for the rest of the season and have surgery after the fact. Well, we heard from Alex Anthopoulos on Friday on Dukes and Bell. And as I mentioned earlier, we're going to let you listen to that audio coming up in about 8 minutes from now. Continuing, though, in the rest of the story, on top of the Braves playing in Game 2 right now, trying to get back in this series, the College World Series final is tonight. You've got Coastal Carolina taking on LSU, best of three series. I know where Bo Johnson is going to be at 7 o'clock tonight. He's going to be, I'm sure, in front of a television rooting on his LSU Tigers, who the fact that LSU is in this game, wild. I mean, college athletics give us some insane stories, some gut-wrenching moments. I mean, just the highest of highs and the lowest of lows, and that's exactly what the semifinal game for LSU and Arkansas, when Arkansas at the top of the ninth drove in two runs to take the lead 5-3, felt like they were about to wrap this thing up and head to the College World Series final. And then LSU in the bottom of the ninth hit a shot out to left field. Charlie Davalon, who is the left fielder for the Arkansas Razorbacks, he kind of like shuffles his feet, doesn't really know what to do, goes to dive for the ball, and quite literally, literally the worst thing that could have happened to him in that moment happened. It would have been one thing if the ball just bounced, maybe hit him in the chest. He wasn't able to get the out, but he could at least, you know, just kind of fall on it and get to it. And maybe just one run would have driven in and they're able to close this thing out 5-4. But no, Charlie Davalon dives for the ball. The ball ricochets off the top of his glove and shoots to the right of him underneath the padding. He has to get up from being on the ground, run over, and by the time that happens and he throws the ball in, two runs have scored, and LSU ties it in the ninth and then ultimately goes on, because at that point, it was a double. I forget who it was that drove in the run, but at that point, he's standing on second, and the LSU Tigers able to drive in the game-winning run, end up winning 6-5, and have now punched their ticket to the College World Series final. I know I don't have a dog in this fight. However, I will say, and I don't know if you would feel similarly, Dom, but being a Georgia State Panther, you know, rooting for the Sun Belt, Coastal Carolina is in it. It would be a really big deal if Coastal Carolina could figure out how to win the final again after they did that a few years back. I can't remember, 2016, 2017, something like that, I think. But it would be really cool to see the Chanticleers pull off a quote-unquote upset.
You know, it's funny, and I think this is just because growing up, I wasn't really ingrained in college sport culture that much. I am very much a, hey, I want Georgia State to do good. I don't care what anyone else in the Sun Belt does. You all can suck I care.
Yeah, you're not the conference person?
No, I do not care about the conference. I care about my school.
I'm with you on that. I think it's just when I have this moment of, okay, I would like to have a rooting interest in the game. And
that
helps. It's usually, for me, it would be SEC.
Yeah. The only thing, because you know what I don't like about it? It gives people like Vanderbilt a chance to be like, oh, well, SEC, we're the big bet. No, shut up. Like, no one, we're not talking about you when we talk about the SEC.
But fair enough, though, Dom, in baseball. Yeah. But in baseball, though, you think of like Dansby Swanson with Vandy. Yeah, you know, they won a College World Series. So. Yeah. And that's, I think, the time in which people go, all right, I'll cheer for Vandy because they are the SEC after all, even though we don't claim them any other time.
I was going to say, Vandy beat Alabama, Georgia State beat Vandy.
True.
Ergo,
true.
Georgia State beat Bama last year.
Yeah, and now Diego Pavia is shunning the Big Ten. Did you hear that earlier? I think it was last week.
Mm-hmm.
That he's out here on some, oh, no, I'm in the SEC. It's like, sir, you beat Alabama one time. Let's calm down. Let's pump the brakes now. We're getting a little too big for our britches. All right. On the other side of the break of the Dopey Millennial Show, Alex Anthopoulos stopped by Dukes and Bell yesterday and really gave me a reason to confirm why Alex is the best GM in this city, but it also made me evaluate what makes a good GM. What do you want in a general manager for your team? We'll play some cuts from the interview yesterday, as well as talk about what makes a good GM. It's coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. It's the Dopey Millennial Show. Caleb Johnson here with you on this Saturday afternoon, taking you up until 7 o'clock. Braves still leading 1-0 over the Marlins. Top of the third, Ronald Acuna Jr. is up back at the plate. He scored the first run of the game, and certainly a much better start, at least offensively, than what you saw from the Braves last night. Although, as I mentioned earlier, I had very low expectations for Didier Fuentes, just because I feel like anytime you're putting a young pitcher in that type of situation, it's just tough. It's simply tough, especially if they have been kind of warned that, you know, probably just going to be a spot start for you. So make the most of it, kid. And we'll have some audio from Didier Fuentes, or at least through translator that he had from last night's game. Some really cool stuff, especially when it has to pertaining to his dad. That was a really cool thing to get to hear about Didier's dad. I believe his name was it Rafael? I had it in my notes somewhere. That his dad was able to come and get to watch him pitch for the first time in a Ramon Fuentes was able to be there, watch his son. Really special moment last night. And as I mentioned, we'll get to some of that audio coming up in about 16 minutes from now. However, for this conversation, I wanted to get to what I initially had planned to talk about top of the show. Didn't know that Chris Sale was going to go and end up with a fractured left rib and be out for the next 2 weeks. But that is Alex Anthopoulos joining Dukes and Bell this past week and giving us some comments that really put into perspective why I believe he's the best GM in the city. Now, that does not mean I am not tough on the man. I have been critical of him in the past, and I feel comfortable enough saying this. First off, Alex has no clue who I am, but I would say the things that I've said to him in the past to his face. You don't get, I don't step into the getting nasty, disrespectful, any of that sort of stuff. Oh, you're an idiot. You're a moron. No. I simply was not a believer at shortstop once you let Dansby walk. And I have been critical of how he has gone about building the rotation and the bullpen because I think there has been way too much put on the guys to be healthy all season, quite honestly. We've seen it so many times. And I love the fact that Mike Bell does such a great job, especially specifically with Alex. I feel like those two guys have a great rapport because Alex is someone who listens to this radio station. He is someone who listens to what the media has to say, which I feel is pretty rare compared to what would have been Landry Fields in the past. And Terry Fontenot, I don't know that those two guys were or are listening in to what the media has to say on a regular basis. More Terry, I think, kind of getting updated by Falcons communication staff of things that get said. But Alex is a like true listener of the station, especially. He has pointed out before, hey, if you guys aren't talking Braves, I will listen. If you start talking Braves, I'm probably going to turn the station because I don't want to hear what you had to say about me. Part of the reason why I believe Alex is the best general manager in this city, and it made me look at what makes a great general manager, is how he goes about communicating with the fans through the media. Not everyone does that particularly well. In fact, a lot of guys suck at it, if we're completely honest. A lot of guys real bad at communicating, either don't feel like they need to, feel like it's beneath them, feel like, oh, well, no one really cares what I have to say, yada, yada, whatever the excuse might be. And then I feel like a lot of the times GMs are not, they're just not transparent. And so I want to play some cuts from this interview that Alex Anthopoulos had on Dukes and Bell yesterday that show me why I trust Alex, even though if I don't always agree with him, I trust him, and I think he's the best in the business because of how he handles these things. So we'll start off with the guys were asking him about, hey, you swept the Mets. This was before last night's loss to the Marlins. You swept the Mets. Feels like you have to feel good about the trajectory of the team right now and improving the roster, yes?
Yeah, I mean, look, we still got a massive hole, you know, so people are like, oh, are you excited, this and that? I mean, yeah, look, I'd rather win than lose, of course, but we're still under 500, so we're not even looking at the standings. We're not, you know, my view on all this stuff, even in years past, is I never look at the standings. If you're winning and you're not playing well, you know you're winning, but the offense doesn't look great, the bullpen doesn't look great, the rotation doesn't look great. You don't really feel good about it, right? So when you start feeling good is when you think parts of the team are clicking. Because then you know if you are clicking, the wins will just follow. So, yeah, you want to win that night because it's still important. But, I believe in this team because the roster and the talent that we have is so strong. And you guys have heard me say this before. I'm a big run differential guy. Our expected one loss, I think, is 39 and 35. But we're not, you know. We are who right. We are. And we're 5-under. But it points to the talent. And, look, we still want to be better than that. But now, if we were 4 back in the loss column or 5 back in the loss column of the division, we'd feel a lot better today, right? So, but right. We could still get on a run. We could still get better. And, look, I'm just not wired to sell and things like that. I mean, it would have to be just so many things pointing in that direction. But when you have a positive run differential and you have the talent we have and it's young, this was an old, aging team in the last year of their contracts and so on. Yeah, then that's a totally different scenario. But these guys are so young. There's so much upside. And we have not played our best baseball yet. And there's 90-some-odd games left or close to it. And even after the trade deadline, people think the season's over. 2 months is an eternity in baseball. And I think that's some teams, in my mind, decide to pull the cord a little too early, because 2 months is a long time. So I expect us to be in this thing all the way to the end.
I love a general manager that tells me what he thinks. Like, every GM is going to have you going to have to give you some measure of truth, but a little bit of I can't say the full picture. And we understand that, because first off, he has a boss, and so he can't say my boss sucks. Maybe, you know, there are those of us who have thought it. Not here, of course. Love my country. So he can't always be fully truthful, but giving us his thought process of the things that he looks at, run differential, and knowing we have a GM in this city who says, I'm not giving up. I'm not throwing in the towel. I'm always looking to make this team better. I'm not going to sell. I mean, I would run through a brick wall for that man. It is such a refreshing thing to hear, instead of, let's be honest, we have other teams in the city who love to do the, well, we're trying to win now, but plan for the future, and this kind of wishy-washy thing that gets a lot of fans frustrated. Having a GM who says, hey, let's be honest about our roster. It is really young, which means you're going to go through ups and downs. And even when we do have talent that we could just sell off because the season is not going well, and I was that guy a couple weeks ago saying, all right, let's prepare. Now, I have had those who have kind of checked me on the, what are you really going to get for an expiring contract of a DH? Are teams really trading for rentals of a DH, or are they signing, you know, guys under contract longer? Are you going to give up on a guy like Chris Sale, who obviously won a Cy Young Award last year, that sort of thing? So I love hearing that Alex, and we knew this, he values team control, and he isn't, when it comes to gambling, because in a measure of way, he is gambling with the team right now. He is someone who is not going to panic when things take a dip and wants to make this team better right now. And I love that, honestly. I mean, that is just, like, that's an extreme motivator for me as a fan. And I am very curious to see what he plans on doing at this trade deadline. Now, another part of this was the money situation. Let's listen to Alex talking about the money situation, if he has enough, and how important it is having that money to be able to spend.
Yeah, you know what? Look, I say this. Look, there's no doubt having more money, right? It allows you to build more depth. It allows you to paper over things. I mean, I'd probably name them if I spend time on it, but go through our bench pieces over the years. We just don't spend money on the bench, right? And right. Because we're trying to spend money on frontline players. And what happens is injuries happen, drop in performance. Your bench is not as strong as some of these other clubs. And that's an impact. Right now, right, we try to target healthy guys, these frontline guys, guys that are going to be durable, guys that are going to be out there, right? So you're trying to manage and balance all that stuff. But I'll tell you this, it's exciting when you get a chance to beat those guys too, because you know you're doing it with, because you know you're less. So, and we've done it before. So look, the way that the process is set up is, you know, the team is set up to, players are set up to get more expensive every single year. It's supposed to get harder every single year. We want the Olsons and the Rileys and the Harrises and the Striders and all these guys to make 10, 15, 20, 25 million bucks, whatever it's going to be, because that means they're doing well, right? We don't want them not making money, getting non-tendered, becoming free agents. We want them to be all-stars. But when they're coming up and they make the minimum like a Drake Baldwin, it's great. I want him to be an all-star. I want him to be an MVP. He'll ultimately get paid, which he deserves to, and he should. But then there's an opportunity cost, right? There's only so much pie to go around. So now we have to bring up the next Drake Baldwin and give him a chance and let a Travis d'Arnaud go, who's awesome and is a clubhouse leader. It's $8 million that we can reallocate. And it's tough because that's great value for us, having Travis d'Arnaud on a one-year deal at $8 million. But because other guys are starting to get paid, we have to make tough decisions. And look, Charlie Morton, the same way, we're giving Grant Holmes an opportunity. You know, he's making the minimum, but that allows us to reallocate money to some of these other guys that we've signed.
Yeah, that is Alex Anthopoulos trying to be as honest as possible. And it's one of those things where I think fans sometimes maybe get angry at Alex for, oh, you need to fight to have more money to spend. But to Alex's point, and he talked about this throughout the conversation, of the Braves are top 10 in payroll. They are certainly not top three, which, as he mentioned, the Mets and the Phillies are. And that certainly makes things more difficult when a team or teams in your division have more money to spend. But I love a GM who puts it on himself. And throughout that conversation, Alex talked about the fact of, I have to do a better job of essentially getting good deals, of being someone who finds talent that isn't just the most expensive guy, because, as Alex said, most expensive doesn't always just going to mean you're going to win. Braves just swept the Mets heading into this Marlins series. So clearly, it's not just about money, it's how you spend it. And I love a guy who understands the situation, clearly wants to say, yeah, I'd love to have more money, be a lot easier, but he makes a lot of use of what he's got. And I think the way that Alex handles these situations just absolutely makes him the best in the business. And someone who's clearly been a great talent evaluator, and we need more of that at this particular trade deadline. All right, other side of the break, Braves are playing game two against the Marlins right now, trying to bring home a win. Didier Fuentes got his Major League debut last night. We'll listen to some audio from him. Coming up next on the Dopey Millennial Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.